In the 1930s, many people in both Britain and America were in agreement with Nazi ideology. Automobile maker Henry Ford became a guiding light to Hitler, especially in the realm of anti-Semitism. In 1920, Ford published an anti-Jewish book titled The International Jew. As Hitler worked on his book, Mein Kampf, in 1924, he copied liberally from Ford's writing and even referred to Ford as one great man. Ford became an admirer of Hitler, provided funds for the Nazis, and in 1938 became the first American to receive the highest honor possible for a non-German, the Grand Cross of the Supreme Order of the German Eagle. Ford's son, Edsel, sat on the board of American IG Farben and GAF. In July 1940, at a meeting in Dearborn, Michigan between ITT's Westrick and the Fords, it was decided that rather than build aircraft engines for beleaguered Britain, the Ford Company would build 5-ton military trucks for Germany, the backbone of German army transportation. And the Fords were not alone in providing Nazi Germany with the means to wage war. Bradford Snell told the Washington Post in 1998 that Nazi armaments minister Albert Speer once told him that Hitler would never have considered invading Poland without the synthetic fuel technology provided by General Motors. One future American corporate giant provided the Nazis with the means of registering, correlating, and assigning shipment schedules to the millions of Jews and others that were rounded up and sent to their deaths in concentration camps. According to author Edwin Black, Hitler's desire to tabulate, then eliminate these people was greatly enhanced and energized by the ingenuity and craving for profit of a single American company and its legendary, autocratic chairman. That company was International Business Machines, IBM, and its chairman was Thomas J. Watson. Using recently discovered Nazi documents and the testimony of former Polish workers, Black found that IBM technology was passed not only through the company's German subsidiary, Deutsche Hollerith Maschinen Gesellschaft, DHOMAG, but to a great extent through a subsidiary in Poland, Watson Business Machines in Warsaw, which reported directly to the IBM New York headquarters. Watson kept in close contact with his German subordinates, traveling to Berlin at least twice a year from 1933 to 1939. Watson never sold IBM machines to the Nazis. They were all merely leased. This meant that all machines were dependent on IBM punch cards, parts, and servicing. Interestingly, IBM punch cards of that time were not standardized. Each batch sent to Nazi Germany was custom designed by IBM engineers.